Welcome to Manners and Madness, a Jane Austen and David Lynch podcast. My name is Maya Adkins.
And I'm Christian Cabrera. And today we were supposed to be doing Becoming Jane, but because of me and forgetting to watch it, we will not be doing that today. We will be doing a quick check-in.
You didn't forget to watch it. You just didn't have time to watch it. And it's totally fine. I have also been kind of busy, so I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always a weird time of year, it feels like, because I don't know if it's just like my mind is like, it's getting hotter because we live in Florida. There's no transition. It's already in the 90s. And so I don't know if my brain is like a little short-circuity because it's like, it's hot again. You can't function normally.
I think there's just a lot going on, you know? It's spring.
Yeah.
We leave like wintertime when everyone's quiet and, you know, Well, we get the holidays, but then January is very like nothing, and February can also be, although I feel like spring started in February this year for us.
It did. We didn't really have much of a winter weather other than those, maybe some of December and then January. And then it was like
a little bit cooler in November too.
It was, you know, with Florida, it's been a nice spring though,
I think.
It has. Yeah, definitely not as hot as it has been in the past.
Yeah.
Which I've been very appreciative of. Coming from Miami is just, I feel like I've put in my time with hot weather. Because it never got below, like, you know, 70 degrees, it felt like, when I lived there.
Yeah.
And it definitely got above 100 degrees all the time, so.
yeah. Although, my pool goes through this phase in spring where it turns green because all the oak leaves fall in it and all the pollen falls in it. And it feels like I'll never be able to keep it clean, and I have to clean it, like, 3 times a week. I swear I had to clean the filter 3 times this month. Usually that's like once every other month type of thing. But it's finally starting to turn blue because stuff has stopped falling into it. And last time I checked, the temperature was 79. And so it's very beckoning to me right now. I'm like, I think swimming season is about to start. My dad's pool, because he has a heater, not like a electric heater, but it's like a solar heater. Yes. And it's 84.
Well, I mean, if you've got the means, might as well.
I mean, I'm kind of excited to get into it while it's a little cooler this year, now that I've been, you know, acclimating my body to cold water.
Yes, you're doing your polar plunges.
I guess you could say that. I mean, I've just turned the shower down to cold at the end. That's basically as far as I've gone with my cold dips, or whatever you call
it. Well, I feel like, you know, we're just, I was going to say as a culture, but I'm going to say as a species, I think we are drawn to like hot bath, like really hot shower. Like I remember when I was a teenager, before I knew it was like so terrible for your skin, I was like, if the water is not turning me red, I don't want to get in it. I need it to be as hot as possible.
Yeah. Although, okay, I remember one time right when I graduated from college, the first time when I was like 20 years old, I went to Jamaica with my dad and my sister, and we spent like 2 weeks. It was the best vacation, honestly. And it was really hot, but like, you know, we take a hot shower, but our little cabanas or wherever we were staying had this security guy named Orville, who walked around and hung out with us. And he was like 7 feet tall, I swear. But I remember him telling me how he didn't like hot showers. He loved cold showers, and he couldn't live without cold showers. And he's like, that's the difference between Americans and us. He's like, you guys can't live without your hot showers. I can't live without my cold showers. But I kind of understand that now that I've been doing the cold showering. It's like, once you get used to it, it's like very refreshing, you know?
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was a teenager, and I was doing the club I was playing soccer at, when we were doing like travel tournaments, a lot of times our coaches would get up like around 6 and go for runs before our tournaments. And they were always like, you know, telling us, take a cold shower, you know, drink pickle juice. It's going to be good for your cramps, which, you know, I
basically
like pickles.
Like drinking Gatorade. I'm sure. Yeah, it's just salt.
It's just a little more salty, and, you know, has that, you know, briny flavor. But I like it. But it's really good for your cramps. It's just like eating a banana.
Mm.
But we did that for like a whole summer, and it did feel like, after like the initial shock of it doing it the first few times, it felt really good, and I was like, oh, I really like this, and it's supposed to be good for your immune system too.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing it pretty regularly, and I was really getting used to it, but it's also a matter of like, when it's freezing cold outside, or like, you know, freezing cold, quote unquote, mm-hmm. like in the 50s, 40s, the water coming out of the tap is much colder than right yes. now when you put it all the way to cold. It's like, okay, yeah, this is cold, but I never get that like feeling.
The shock.
Yeah, but I kind of stopped for a little while and went back to it, and I was back to being like, it was kind of shocking, but not as bad. Mm-hmm. So like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I always picture that like shock, like especially I get it when we go to the springs, because the springs are always so much colder. But it's like whenever it like hits your lower back, it's almost like you fell on your back and like all of your breath is gone. You're like, oh, I can't breathe for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it feels great because it's so hot outside.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved cold water. Like,
mm-hmm.
I remember doing synchronized swimming meet. I think it was the Junior Olympics, actually, in Minnesota. And the pool there was freezing, but I just loved getting into cold water
back then. Yeah. Just like, it like jolts you awake and it feels good. And I'm kind of still, you know, I don't take like piping hot showers anymore, but because of the eczema I developed, I was taking cold showers and like cooler showers and kind of really acclimated to that. And it feels great and it's nice. And you kind of like don't get out of the shower and like, you know, like sometimes when it's really hot outside and you take a hot shower and you get out and you're like, am I sweating shower? Like, it's almost like this weird, like, I just got out of the shower, but I'm like, feel like I'm sweating already.
Oh, yeah, totally. Worst. I hate it when you're like, that's why I hate blow drying my hair in the summer, because like mm-hmm. after you've already put on all like your lotion and everything, and then you blow dry your hair and you look, you're like, I am sweating.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm inside in the AC. Leave me alone.
Anyway, I was going to say that part of the reason we're doing this episode is because we're just a little bit behind, because we've just had a lot going on. And mm-hmm. it was either do this like little quick check-in episode where we normally probably wouldn't do one yet, or not have anything. And I think, or, you know, do a replay Re-release of an old one. Something. And I just feel like it's more fun to do a new one, you know, even if it's short.
Yeah, especially because like we've sort of changed the format of our check-ins, where it's not just like, here's a recap of all the recaps we did. It's like we're kind of putting a little more personal stuff into it. So I think it's like, might as well capitalize on it, even if it's just a short episode, and do another one.
Yeah.
Practice it out.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I've been working on is I had a goal for this year. Okay, well, a little backstory. You know, I'm a photographer, and I've done like kind of like live performance photography for the last 10 years, which is crazy to think about. It's been at least 10 years, maybe more. But after COVID, nobody wanted to pay photographers anymore. And so all of my work that I like to do, I mean, I could have maybe gotten into like weddings or something, but I hate it. I don't want to do weddings.
Yeah. Every photographer that I've ever met has like loathed wedding photography, because it's just like an all day thing. And it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure too.
Exactly. That's really, I feel like, I've had friends ask me to do their weddings, and I've been like, I really wish you would just get like a professional wedding photographer, because I don't want to be responsible for your, I mean, at this point, I definitely am more like, I'm sure I could do it. But back in the early days, it was just so much pressure.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had been thinking a lot about how I would like to get more into the fine art photography world, because I've been doing a lot more film and a lot more I don't know, I feel like when I take photos just for myself, then they turn out a lot, I can do more fun things with them than just like,
yeah,
you know,
Hammer
performance
freedom.
Where I'm trying to capture what's on stage.
Right.
I mean, I'm making it look the best it can, but I can't like make it look artistic, really.
Yes.
Excuse me.
You can't put your full expression into it because it's not, it's like for a client, quote unquote.
Exactly. So one of my goals for the year was to do an art show or be in an art show. And a friend of mine just posted that they were having, looking for submissions for this Florida, like native flora and fauna of Florida art show. And I entered and got a piece in. So I've been, you know, it's crazy because I haven't really done any of this kind of stuff since I got my photography degree. So I've been getting printing and framing and strangely nerve-wracking, even though like I can get on stage and perform and not feel nervous, but to like drop work off at the printers is very nerve-wracking for some reason.
Well, I feel like I could see it like being a little bit different because it's like, you know, it's your, it's something that's very like intimately your creativity. Like it's uniquely like, this is a Maya photograph. I almost said photograph.
I do the same thing all the time.
it's like a Maya photo and it's very like, you know, it's very personal. It's your photography. And so to like put it out for everyone to see on display can be very nerve-wracking. And especially like it's your first show and you're prepping, you're like, nothing can go wrong.
I know. Plus, it's like such a limited time between when they told me what piece got accepted and when I have to have it to them. But everyone's been super nice and I got the final piece today. It looks amazing. I'm so excited.
It's awesome.
It's just a matter now of deciding like, how much should I charge for this?
I feel like that's always the hard part for like most creatives is like, especially like people who like, it's not like you're a you're not money grubby kind of person. Like you're, so it's like to charge what would be like a lot is, I could see it totally being so hard to be like, I don't want to charge so much.
I know it feels like a lot, but it costs a lot to frame it and print it. And then, you know, there's also the commission that comes out. And anyway, I filled out all the paperwork today except for the price. And I was like, I'm just going to wait until tomorrow. And see just what everyone else is charging.
I think it's a good idea, especially because it's your first show.
Yes, exactly.
Just to kind of see what the culture of that is. But that's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited.
Thank you. I'm excited too. I drop it off Friday and then the show is a week from Saturday. So I'll have a whole week of just being like, okay, mentally prepare myself. And then I also am trying to, I was looking today, I was trying to, I want to get my website made before the show so that I could like, at least, you know, have some work that people might be able to buy or inquire about. I mean, I've got plenty of work. It's just, I had changed my website from like my school website to a more professional photography based website, but I didn't want to pay for that since I wasn't getting any work. And now I like got to go back to more of an artistic website. So anyway, that's what's going on with me.
That's cool. Yeah, you should, once you get it set up, I mean, we could totally, you know, open it up to the listeners and, you know, who knows, they might want some, a piece of Maya photography.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm definitely hoping to like sell smaller prints and stuff, you know, of all price ranges, not just like huge framed pieces.
No, that's so awesome. I'm excited for you. It's going to be so much fun just to have that whole experience under your belt.
Yes, I'm excited too. The only time I've ever done a show was for school, and it was a nightmare. But I'm pretty sure this is going to be so much better of an experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially like, you know, as like a, you know, an older adult, and you're just like, you know, it's there, it's going to be at the show, you know, what happens, happens. It's kind of like the mindset you're probably going to have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't even want to get into the story of the other show, but it was had nothing to do with me, I don't think. It was just like the people. Anyway, it's not important.
Maybe one day you'll get the story, listeners. Maybe one day. Patreon exclusive.
Well, what about you? Have you done anything fun, exciting?
Well, I have been on this I would say I'm gonna call it an exercise journey because, you know, growing up, ever since I was like 4 or 5 years old, I played soccer competitively. And as I got older, I did it more and more and was supposed to go to college. But, you know, long story short, I had an ACL tear that did not allow me to go to college for that. So I had been active my whole life and it was very fit and all that. And then after the ACL tear, it was very, because it took over a year for me to recover from it. It was very hard to get back into exercising on my own because I'd never done that before. I was always, you know, part of a team and had instructors and stuff. So I've been kind of like, it's been probably, I wouldn't say, it's probably been like 8 or so years that I've been trying to like have some consistency with my fitness. And it's been really hard, especially like, you know, trying to like deal with all the mental health issues I was having. And, you know, now that that's all settled, I was like, let me figure this out. And I finally, you know, found a program that I really like. And, you know, not to fall into any sort of stereotypes, so I'm not going to harp on it, but it is CrossFit. And I know CrossFit people a lot of times always talk about CrossFit. Like, I've not been converted to the cult, but I am enjoying it a lot so far. I think today might have been my 2-month anniversary since I started.
Wow.
And it's been great. I really enjoyed it. It's been nice to like just, you know, tell someone, here's my money, let me just come to class and you tell me what to do. And it's been nice to do that. And I don't know, I can already feel like the changes, like my body feels like it's not like lugging itself around. It feels like it's actually like moving and operating maybe a little bit more properly than it should or that it would. But I'm really enjoying it. And it's like right down the street, so I get to like walk there and the people are really nice. And yeah, I'm just really enjoying it a lot, which was shocking because I didn't think I would. But that's been kind of like a fun thing that I've been doing to kind of like shake things up and get myself out of the house because, you know, I work from home and, you know, after I work all day, I kind of sometimes I don't want to go anywhere. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I understand. I love that feeling of when you haven't worked out for a while and suddenly you get a new routine and you're like, whoa, I'm stronger.
Yeah. This is great. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like nice to like, I think, what did I do recently? I helped move some boxes and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I could tell already that this would have been so much more difficult a few months 100%.
Ago. So yeah, I kind of opposite of you. Was doing Pilates for the last 5 months.
Yes.
I've almost reached my 100th class, but I decided that I need to quit that. Not because I don't want to continue to work out, but just it's kind of expensive and I just need, I'm not that, I did like the like going out to a class, but it starts to get repetitive after a while. And like,
yeah,
my personal favorite way to work out is at home. I can be self-motivated a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of the time. Yeah. So, but I'm glad that you're doing CrossFit because
yeah,
there's just something. So, you know, when you're like going for a walk and you're like, I think if I had tried to do this a year ago, I would have failed. Or when you think back on something you tried to do a year ago and was like, that was so hard. And you're like, I think I could do that now. No problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like, it's like a weird double-edged sword. I don't know if that's the right, is it metaphor? I don't know. My brain is like totally fried today, but like the looking back and being like, oh, I wish I had done this earlier so I could have done this, this, and this and not have, you know, I could have gone up the stairs and not been like trying to hide my heavy breathing.
Yeah.
But it just, yeah, I've been having a great time with it and the people there are really nice. And it's a little expensive, but it's been worth the money. And I think that's been something that's kind of new to me because it is towards the higher end of things I've ever paid for, which was really scary. so I think like the only, I mean, obviously like my mortgage that I split with my partner is more, but like, I think the only thing I ever paid for that was more than this was maybe my car payment. So it was just, you know, I had to make a choice to invest in myself and it's definitely helped also with my mental health. So that's really great too. So it was a little added bonus.
Yeah. Hey, it's the season of getting healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm hoping that since I sort of waited to join until kind of after the new year buzz, that I won't lose any sort of interest in it, which I don't think I will, because they do a really great job of making like each class, like it feels so different than something you've done before. Like even though you might be doing the same, like, you know, moves or weightlifting things or whatever, it does kind of like never feels like a burnout. So that's been nice.
Yeah. I can't stay interested in something forever because that's just the nature of my personality. But
no, I'm typically the same way, which is why I'm glad that they switch it up. I had also thought about before this signing up for ClassPass, which I know we've talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
Which kind of gives you like access to different, you know, gyms and programs in town, and you can just sign up for a class and it gives you more variety.
Totally. My insurance offers something like that.
Oh, even better.
I don't know if it's called ClassPass. Maybe it is, but it's like, you know, a certain amount a month. And I'm pretty sure like Club Pilates and CrossFit are all options, but you have to like do the premium membership. I'm not sure how much that is a month. Oh. But I figured I'd try just to do, because I really just want a lot more strength training, because I feel like Pilates was just a little bit less strength focused. And I feel like I could do that at home with videos. We'll see. Because I still walk, and it's about summertime, and I like to swim every day. So.
Oh, that seemed perfect. I mean, and you also, the Apple, I feel like they've been upping the, I wouldn't say quality, but I feel like they've been adding more to the Apple Fitness program.
And they have Pilates on there.
Which is great. They do, yeah. And I used to do a lot of their yoga classes, and I really like the instructors. And so I've been kind of thinking about like looking into it just as like some like at home stuff if I can't make it to class or whatever. But I've heard that they've really upped the ante.
Yeah, because now they've got a lot more videos to choose from, and you can like kind of design a schedule kind of. And
oh, that's cool.
Like a workout plan. Yeah, so I'm going to try that. I still have like 2 more weeks of Pilates left. Well, a week and a half, because we're going to Disney. But this week I had signed up for like every day, and I canceled all of them. Because I just had too much going on, and I just didn't feel like going. I was like, this is why I quit, because I just don't feel like going. So we'll see if I manage to get my last 5 classes in before 100 next week. I'm kind of feeling like maybe I won't, but I'm going to try.
That's the best you can do, is try. You know, I'm totally a believer in, if you aren't in the headspace to go to it, you're not really going to get what you would out of it if you were in the headspace. So it's like better to go if you want to go, really.
Yeah.
For the most part. But yeah.
Well, I also wanted to say, if you listened to the Fablemans last week, I've been having some issues with falling asleep while editing. So I haven't listened to it back. I don't know if I will before it goes out, but the last 20 minutes or so, I think I fell asleep during. So if anything crazy happens, sorry.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I don't remember anything crazy happening.
You can go back and listen and be like, I think she fell asleep right here.
It'll just be like, you know, Manners of Madness raw or uncensored.
Yeah. It's not like I really have to edit that much out. I try to edit out ums and, you know, coughs and sniffles and stuff like that. The occasional dog bark. But
yes.
But it just means I have to listen to it. But something about the certain time of day where I normally sit and listen or edit stuff, if I'm looking down at a screen at like between the hours of 2 and 4, I just can't keep my eyes. I just fall asleep. I don't know. I guess I'm just getting old. But
prime nap time.
You know, we do this podcast out of the love of our hearts.
Exactly.
Is that the right expression?
I think so. It sounded correct to me, but you know, who knows?
We don't get paid, and so I can't afford to hire an editor.
Right. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm it's sure because it was I thought it was a good episode and
yeah I think yeah. it was
yeah I mean
I didn't get to re-listen to it fully.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's okay. I have definitely fallen asleep for the last 10 minutes of previous recordings, just in case you were wondering. And when I listened back, it seemed fine. So
yeah, it'll be great. And we've got, was it the last thing we did?
The Fablemans was the last thing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was like, my brain is all over the place today. It's because I had to go into the office.
Yeah.
The worst.
Next, we're doing Becoming Jane.
Yes.
And... So
and then Lucky, allegedly. Never know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could tell you everything we're doing for the next three episodes, but it seems that every time I try to do something like that, we change our minds.
Yeah, let's not jinx it this time.
Oh well, okay. Let's see. Anything else?
My
flowers are blooming. I mean, they're not blooming yet. They're getting sprouting. Bigger. They're more green.
Do you have
new strawberries?
Oh yes, I mean strawberry season. Have you been watching any good like TV shows or movies lately outside of the podcast?
Nothing new. I do want to watch Fallout because it's got Kyle MacLachlan.
So yes,
and I heard that it's kind of Twin Peaks inspired a little bit, maybe, or David Lynch inspired a little bit. I've been watching, of course, my standard Critical Role, which just had a crazy episode this week. Dying to see what happens next. And then Dimension 20 is having their junior year, what's it called, Fantasy High series, which has been really good. Basically, I'm just watching D&D shows.
No, that's, I mean, I feel like, especially like because I've been watching The Witcher. I finally, because we kind of canceled Netflix for a while, then got it back, and I was like, well, I might as well watch this. And I've really been enjoying it. And then they had that new The Witcher Blood Origins, which is kind of like a prequel series, I think. Kind of explains some of like the lore that kind of was mentioned a little bit in the series, but it's very like, I would say that's very D&D coded because there's like monsters and it's all very medieval and very like, I'm going on a quest.
It's definitely one of those, I'm pretty sure it's one of those RPG type games. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, very much like Fallout too, which I played.
I've never played Fallout.
Well, this is how like ignorant I was of the Fallout series. Apparently it started in 1997. But oh, wow. I only played, I think, 3 and 4 in the series, and they're both really great. It's got this like really unique kind of animation style to it and battle style. It was really fun to play, and that was a while ago, but I'm really loving the series. I think it's really cool. It's very true to the game, which is really fun, but they also like have really beefed up a lot of like the narrative portion of it, kind of like everyone's stories, and it just feels like you're connecting with characters emotionally, and it does have this Twin Peaks-y feel where it's like, it's almost like the way Twin Peaks like embraces the absurd.
Uh-huh.
The absurdity of like real life in a way. And it's like, it's like the Fallout's version of that, of whatever their real life is. And I mean, it doesn't help that Kyle MacLachlan is in it. So it's like, I immediately am like Twin Peaks, Twin Peaks.
Well, I was watching an interview with him where he was like, yeah, I mean, it kind of has a bit of a David Lynch feel. When I read the script, I was like, I can see why they want me for this.
Yeah, it's just really, it's really great. He's really great in it. I'm always happy to see him on screen.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's one of those shows where it's just like, you know, like, I don't know what's going to happen this episode, but I know it's going to blow my mind, so... It's really great.
I did want to say, I think in the last episode, I was talking about this book that I had just started called Gideon the Ninth, which was kind of in the horror-ish vein. And I finished it, and it was really good. I listened to it very quickly. And it was really interesting, not like any sort of a premise that I've read before. It was kind of like a mystery, and there's two more books in the series, And I was just reading the reviews of them, and they all of them had amazing reviews. Like, so, and I really liked the first one. So I'm excited to read the next ones in the series.
Interesting. Well, I've been looking for a book to read. Muir. Oh, I know that name. I wonder if I've heard it before, but I'm looking for a new book to read because I want to get back into reading books now that I'm on ADHD medication. So I might order that one and just be like, you know what? This is the one I'm going to try.
You should. It could be our mini book club. Not that we don't constantly do mini book clubs.
Right.
We can talk about it on here even.
Exactly. That's a great idea. I'm going to look for it.
You should. You should. Okay. Well, I guess that's good for today. Yeah, thanks for listening to our short little check-in episode.
Yeah. We'll be back next week with regularly scheduled programming.
Yes. Becoming Jane.
Yes.
The Anne Hathaway joint.
If you would like to, you know, let us know what's, you know, what movies you're watching or any book recommendations, I would be happy to take those. You can email us at mannersandmadness@gmail.com. You can DM us on Twitter @mannersmadness or on Instagram and Threads @mannersandmadnesspod. Or you can leave a voicemail on our website at mannersandmadness.com.
Yes. And we hope to hear from you soon. I don't know why I said that like that. You got distracted in the middle of what I was saying.
But we do. We do hope to hear from you soon.
We hope to hear from you soon.
Yes. But thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Bye.